Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Great Mental Models, Volume 2 Physics, Chemistry. And Biology is a non-fiction book by Shane Parrish, co-authored with Ryanan Bobian, and part of the Great Mental Models series. It continues the project of translating durable ideas from the hard sciences into practical thinking tools. Rather than teaching physics, chemistry, or biology as academic subjects, the book selects concepts that reveal how systems behave, how change happens, and why certain decisions succeed or fail across very different contexts. Its purpose is to help readers build a latticework of useful frameworks that improve judgment, reduce blind spots, and support clearer reasoning in everyday work and life. The book is aimed at readers who want more than generic advice. It offers a disciplined way to connect abstract scientific principles to strategy, leadership, creativity, and problem solving. Its value lies in showing that many important human problems can be understood better when viewed through the lens of structure, forces, adaptation, and trade-offs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mental models as a reusable toolkit for clearer judgment. A central idea in the book is that mental models are not abstract trivia, but practical tools for thinking. Parrish presents them as simplified representations of reality that help people interpret information, test assumptions, and avoid being trapped by a single way of seeing a problem. The book builds on the idea that good judgment comes from using multiple models from different disciplines, not from relying on intuition alone. This matters because many failures in decision-making come from incomplete framing. People look at a situation through one lens and miss key constraints or patterns. By assembling a latticework of models, readers gain a more flexible cognitive structure. The advantage is not memorization for its own sake, but better pattern recognition and more grounded reasoning when facing uncertainty. The book therefore treats thinking as a skill that can be improved by studying durable principles, especially those that recur across domains and time. Secondly, physics concepts used to explain force, friction, inertia, and leverage. The physics section shows how basic laws of motion and energy can be used as analogies for human behavior and organizational decisions. Concepts such as friction and inertia are especially useful because they explain why change is often harder than expected and why effort is wasted when the environment works against a goal. Instead of assuming that more force is always the answer, the book suggests reducing resistance, simplifying systems, and redesigning conditions so progress becomes easier. This is a practical insight for productivity, habits, and leadership. Structural obstacles often matter more than raw motivation. Physics also reinforces the importance of direction and momentum, not just intensity. Small advantages, when aligned properly, can produce better outcomes than brute force effort. The broader implication is that problems are often mechanical in nature at the system level, even when they appear psychological on the surface. That makes the physics models valuable for diagnosing where resistance is coming from and where leverage can be applied most effectively. Thirdly, chemistry is a way to understand composition, change, and transformation. The chemistry models help readers think about how things combine, react, and transform under changing conditions. This is important because many real-world outcomes depend not on isolated inputs, but on the interaction between components. The book uses chemistry to show that composition matters. The same element or idea can behave very differently depending on what it is mixed with, exposed to, or constrained by. That makes the model especially useful for understanding environments, culture, and group dynamics. It also encourages readers to think in terms of reactions rather than static labels. Some changes are gradual, while others are triggered by catalysts or thresholds that alter the entire system. This perspective is useful in business and personal life because it shifts attention toward conditions that make change more likely or less likely. The chemistry framework adds nuance by reminding readers that influence is often indirect, and that careful adjustment of context can produce more meaningful results than trying to force outcomes immediately. Fourthly, biology models that emphasize adaptation, feedback, and competition. The biology section is especially strong in showing that living systems survive through adaptation rather than rigidity. Models such as evolution, feedback loops, and the Red Queen effect help explain why stability is temporary and why any system that stops adapting eventually falls behind. This has obvious relevance to careers, organizations, and relationships, where conditions change continuously and yesterday's strengths may become today's weaknesses. Biology also highlights the role of competition, selection, and trade-offs. Not every trait can be optimized at once, and every gain usually comes with a cost somewhere else. That idea is useful because it discourages simplistic solutions and encourages attention to long-term fitness rather than short-term appearance. Feedback loops are another important contribution, since they show how small actions can be amplified or dampened over time. The book uses these ideas to argue that effective thinking requires attention to systems, not isolated events. Biological models are valuable precisely because they capture how adaptation, survival, and environment shape outcomes over time. Lastly, applying scientific thinking to leadership, creativity, and everyday decisions, the book is not trying to turn readers into scientists. It is trying to make them better thinkers in ordinary contexts. Its strongest application is in showing how scientific concepts can improve leadership, communication, creativity, and decision-making. The hard science models become useful when they are translated into practical questions. Where is the friction? What is the system reacting to? What has enough mass or momentum to resist change? What feedback is reinforcing the current result? This approach helps readers move beyond vague advice and toward more precise diagnosis. In leadership, that means designing environments that support desired behavior rather than depending only on instructions. In creativity, it means borrowing patterns from one domain to solve problems in another. In decision-making, it means considering second-order effects and long-term adaptation rather than immediate outcomes alone. The book stands out because it bridges rigorous science and practical judgment without reducing either one to slogans. It offers a disciplined method for thinking, not a list of inspirational maxims. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to improve their thinking through durable concepts rather than motivational advice. It will appeal to managers, founders, students, investors, and general readers who like systems thinking and want clearer ways to analyze complexity. The practical benefit is that it gives readers a vocabulary for identifying forces, constraints, reactions, and adaptation in situations that otherwise feel messy or ambiguous. Intellectually, it trains readers to look for patterns that repeat across disciplines, which can improve judgment and reduce blind spots. What makes it stand out among mental model books is its grounding in the hard sciences. Many books in this category stay at the level of broad business or psychology advice, but this volume draws from physics, chemistry, and biology to give the ideas greater structure and durability. It is also more substantial than a quick summary book because it develops each model in depth enough to support real application. Readers who engage seriously with it are likely to come away with a more precise and disciplined way of thinking about change, systems, and decision-making. If you would like to support Shane Parrish, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.